You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PodcastJuice.net. The voice you hear is not that of Mr. Michael Dean, but you're listening to Hill Street Views, better known as Sean, of course, on the show. I'm here with my man Q Storm of the movie HQ, and today we're going to get down on some, we're going to talk about Oprah Winfrey's role in Hollywood. Q and I have had several debates on this, and so we figured, hey, let's do this in the show. But before we get started, let me introduce the co-host here, Q Storm. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to remember, when did we record the last show?
I don't remember.
It was earlier this week.
It was earlier this week. Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
So I guess our fearless leader is getting his prints on. He's going to stay in the vault for a while before it gets posted.
We'll have four or five shows before it even gets posted. But regular listeners of the show may have heard some of this debate that we're going to have, but we figured we'd put it all in one concise place, and that is Oprah Winfrey and her ever-growing role in Hollywood and my dislike of it, and Q Storm's but he does not understand why I feel the way I feel. So let's get into it. So I think Oprah Winfrey is overrated as an actress. I think her role in... Hold on. You'll have your say.
I'm just reacting. That's all. I'm just reacting. I just want to know, what size shovel are you using to dig this hole?
Hey, well, you know, hey, I've been fighting this fight for 2 years now, ever since the Butler.
You also got beef with Disney.
I got beef with Disney. That's long-standing, though.
So you basically don't want to make any money or get any kind of... inroads in the entertainment community. Go ahead.
Since you bring it up real quick, and I'll get back on Oprah. You know, growing up, you were either a Warner Brothers cartoon guy or you were a Disney cartoon guy. I was Warner Brothers. I was Bugs Bunny. I didn't like Mickey Mouse and all that singing and goofiness and all of that. Just give me Bugs Bunny. I'm good. All right. But Oprah. So her role in Hollywood, to me at least. And this only started with the Butler last year. I just think that she's all powerful in media, and at least on TV and whatnot. But I think now her role in Hollywood is becoming overblown. With the Butler, I kept reading, anytime I would read a story about the Butler, it would always start Oprah Winfrey's the Butler. Oprah's Butler is making, you know, X amount of dollars in Hollywood. I'm thinking to myself, it's not an Oprah. Why is it Oprah's Butler? She's not the main character. She didn't write it. She didn't direct it. She didn't produce it. She's got 45 minutes or so of screen time in a 2-hour movie. Well, why is all the focus on Oprah? And then on top of that, why is it Oprah going, hey, you know, I appreciate the shout out, but this is Lee Daniels' movie. This is Forrest Whitaker's movie. You know, I just played my part in it. So she didn't really do anything to curtail that talk. And then it became Oprah's getting nominated for an Oscar. Then she didn't, although I didn't believe that she should have been nominated for an Oscar, but that's a different story. And then the Oprah got snubbed talk became all the buzz, at least in around some circles, quote unquote Black Hollywood circles. And I'm thinking to myself, no, she was okay in the movie. Her role was, I think, a little bit underwritten. Her performance was okay, but certainly not anything that I would deem as Oscar-worthy. I even went back and looked at my initial review of the film, and I made comment of her being in it, but I didn't make any comment on her performance. I didn't think that there was anything special about it. So... flash forward to last year, December, with the release of Selma, and I think that she was she had a very, very minor role in that film, in my opinion. But it again appeared to be a lot of the talk was all about her, and she has, correct me if I'm wrong, Q, maybe 15 minutes of screen time, if that.
I'd say maybe 20 minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So we have a very small role for a woman, in my opinion, who hasn't really earned her bones in Hollywood yet. But all the talk seemed to be about her being in the movie, and you know she's predominantly featured now on the DVD cover art, which I'm like, okay, there are characters in the film that have a bigger impact, a bigger focus, that are, you know, lower realm than her on the artwork. I don't know. I just have a problem with that. So go ahead and retort, because I know I can smell you wanting to just take a chomp. So go ahead, sir. You got the floor.
Well, I'm trying to just process everything you said. It sounded like to me you never... Well, you said she's overrated as an actress. That's the only thing I recall you saying about her acting chops. Everything else sounded like haterade to me. You were just talking... You were talking about she hasn't made her bones in Hollywood. She's featured on the cover of Selma. People talk about her being snubbed. People refer to the butler as Oprah's the butler. Now, I just want to ask you a question. How long have you been a film critic?
Well, I would say practicing for 4 years, like actually writing and doing. But I would say I've been a film critic since I was a teenager. I would probably say 13 or 14 years old is when I really, really just started diving into movies and being able to analyze them and all of that. So
okay, so 13 to 14 years.
Yeah.
Now, you should know how Hollywood go. If you put Oprah Winfrey, who is one of, I'm going to say, a handful of black billionaires in a film, you know good and damn well the talk is going to center around her. It's like people saying Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls, Tom Brady's New England Patriots.
Wait
a minute now. I got the floor now.
Okay, you're right. My apologies,
now,
sir.
Now. And I used this analogy with you before on Twitter, I believe. You are a big fan of the movie Poltergeist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be willing to bet you and me, of all the people listening, know who directed that film. Do you know who directed that film?
That would have been Tobe Hooper.
Right. But whose name do you think is associated with that film over Tobe Hooper's?
Steven Spielberg.
Why do you think that is?
Because he's the more popular name, right? And his name sells more tickets than Tobe Hooper.
Right. Do you see any parallels there?
Yes, but Spielberg is quick to always say, at least I've seen, that, you know, hey, this is, you know, Tobe's film. I know there's been rumors of Spielberg ghost directing.
Ghost directing, really? Let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I think I have the I don't know if I still have it, but I have the, I want to say, the Criterion. When I say Criterion, I use that as a generic, like Xerox. It may not have been Criterion's release, but
right.
Criterion cut on Laserdisc of that film. And there was some behind-the-scenes shot featurettes of that film. Every shot, Steven Spielberg is on the set.
Well, he's hanging out. He's hanging out with his boy.
Not hanging out. He's got his arms up. He's doing that classic director move where he has the two forefingers out and he's framing a shot. He's wearing the loop. That the, you know, to see what the focal length should be.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here, man. Now, I'm just keeping it real. Tobe Hooper directed that film, but whenever I think of Poltergeist, dude, I do not, that name does not even enter my head. And there's a reason for that, because Spielberg is the draw. So if you have Oprah Winfrey, number one, if you have a film that's going to attract a black audience, and you have Oprah Winfrey in your film, come on. Now, let's not play naive here.
Well, okay. Now, see, here's where we kind of part ways. I don't see Oprah as being a draw. I honestly don't. If she is, then so be it. But I personally have never heard, ooh, Oprah's in that? Oh, I'm going to go, you know, let's go see it. Because, you know, we know she's going, you know, I just do not. I don't see her as the same, and I'm using a different sex, but I don't see her, you know, having the same draw as, say, a Denzel or or Idris Elba, or, you know, someone that could just, and we've talked about this too,
now,
movie star. People will go see their movies on GP just because they like the actor so much.
Now you open up another can of worms. The two people you just named are both male.
Well, I said I'm using sex. I'm using a different sex, but that's...
Right, but you, whatever the reason is, you have very few black female actresses to put her up against, don't you? Which makes it more understandable that when you put Oprah in a film, not only are you putting, are you going to put the spotlight on her because she's a black female, but also because she is Oprah, who's been on TV garnishing white women, black women, and to a certain extent, I'm sure, black and white men for 30 years. So there is no question that if Oprah has 5 minutes in your film, you're going to put her name, if you can somehow get her name and she's okay with it, you're going to put her name.
Well, I know she's okay with it.
And why shouldn't she be? Why shouldn't she be?
I don't know. I just don't think that. I mean, there's so many other actresses that are out there that can do better, much better work. In my opinion, that I mean, there's Angela Bassett, Alfre Woodard, Cicely Tyson. Those names just are just popping in my head now. With the exception,
Cicely Tyson is in her 80s. What are you talking about?
I'm giving you names. I'm giving you names.
She can't. You can't say I don't want Oprah. I want Cicely. Well, I mean, what's the casting sheet for that?
Well, again, that was just a name to just
and 100.
I just saw her recently in something, and so that just, you know, put her fresh in my head. You know, I would say Angela Bassett would probably be, you know, a better choice. I don't know what she's doing acting wise these days, but I mean, I think for me, she would be a much more interesting box office draw than Oprah Winfrey. I just don't see people going to the theaters in droves because Oprah's in it. With The Butler, for instance, I don't think that her being in it was the reason why people went to see it.
Let me ask you this question. To me, that's like saying I don't see why people would tune in to see Oprah's talk show that's been on for 30 years as opposed to a talk show by Angela Bassett. Oprah Winfrey has recognition for over 30 years, Sean.
You're telling me that if
you have a film with Angela Bassett opening or Oprah Winfrey opening, you think people are going to go see Angela? And this is not to throw shade on Angela Bassett. Obviously, she's a tremendous actress. You think people are going to go see overwhelmingly go see Angela Bassett over Oprah Winfrey? Because at best, I say on the good day for Angela Bassett, that would be a draw.
Well, I would hope they would go see the Angela Bassett film over the Oprah film, but I guess I know the answer to your question, but just because that is the way it is, don't make it right.
Are you judging this on subjectivity? Are you basing this on Hollywood and how they their rules of promotion and how they think they can best make money? What are you basing this on?
I'm basing it on them, I guess, them making money. I mean, you know, Oprah.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what's the question?
Well, I don't think that she has garnered the juice acting wise.
Well, see, number two. Okay. Here we go.
Acting wise. Well, okay.
John, let me just ask you. Who's more powerful, Oprah or Angela?
Of course. Oprah's more powerful. Yes.
Oprah or Angela?
Yes. Oprah's more powerful. Yes, but that doesn't mean she should be cast in every black role in Hollywood or black.
And she's
actor.
Not.
Well,
she's not.
She's had roles or had a part in two of the most quote unquote popular black films that have come out in the past 2 years, The Butler and Selma, and now she's going to be in the Richard Pryor biopic as well.
See, first of all, let me say, I don't have a problem with that because I think she's a fantastic actress. Now, let me go to, I'm on her Wikipedia page, right?
I'm
just, I'm just, now, hold on, hold all on. Right. I've seen Well, first off, she has appeared in, I'm going to count this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I'm going to say 15 films. I'm assuming these are all films. Two that are upcoming. All right. Now, I've only seen her in, I don't recall Women of Brewster Place. I think I saw that, but I don't remember.
That was a TV movie.
Oh, that was okay. Yeah. So she's been in Color Purple. The ones I've seen are Color Purple, Beloved, and Selma. Yeah. Now, let me just run
those are her major roles in Hollywood films.
Let me run this down. Color Purple. Nominated. Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. Nominated. Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actress. Nominated. Los Angeles Film Critics Association Award for Best Supporting Actress. Now, let's go to Beloved. Nominated. NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture. Now, let's go down to The Butler. Okay, let me get my breath. Let me take a deep breath here.
Oh, no. I see the nominations. Go ahead, though.
Nominated. Now, I didn't see The Butler. I will admit that. Nominated. BAFTA Award for Best Actress in Supporting Role. Black Reel Award for Best Supporting Actress. Broadcast Film Critics Association Award for Best Supporting Actress. Denver Film Critics Society Award for Best Supporting Actress. NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture. Phoenix Film Critics Society Award for Best Supporting Actress. Satellite Award for Best Supporting Actress. SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by Female Actor in a Supporting Role. And SAG Award for Outstanding Performance by Cast in a Motion Picture. Selma. Women Film Critics Circle Award for Best Female Action Star.
Yeah, action. Come on now.
That's so weird. Nominated for Academy Award for Best. Oh, that's the actual film.
Because she's a producer of it, so.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go back to The Color Purple. That was the first film. That was her debut film.
Right,
so.
Right.
Are you going to sit there and tell me she did not kill the role of Sophia?
She knocked it out of the park. In that. Now,
well, you're contradicting yourself.
No. Let me say this as far as that. Jamie Foxx, who I don't like as an actor.
Wow.
At all.
God, why am I talking to you?
At all. Knocked it out of the park in Ray as Ray. Knocked it out of the park.
What about Collateral?
No, I didn't see why he was nominated. I thought he was serviceable.
No, I didn't ask if he was nominated. I said, did he knock it out of the park in Collateral?
No.
Okay. I continue.
So you can knock it out of the park, so to speak.
Oh wait, did he knock it out of the park as Joe Bandini
in Ali?
Yeah.
I saw more in that a guy in makeup doing an impersonation than being a character. I saw a character in Ray. I didn't see that for me. I didn't see that in Ali.
Let me ask you a question. How do you think he got Ray?
He got Ray out of his pure talent, his singing talent, his playing ability, and him being a good mimic. But he also was able to embody all of that into bringing out a good character, bring out Ray. Go ahead.
I recall when he appeared in Bandini that he stole the film from Will Smith. All the buzz was on him. Hmm. And you're telling me that that had nothing to do with him? Yeah, he can sing, he can dance. I think he's a great actor, you know, when he's put in the right role. But you're saying that now, you know, and you know, I assume you know as much as I do, which is to say, not as much as anyone working in the industry in Hollywood. But we all know, as a general rule, how Hollywood works, right?
Right.
And you're going to tell me that had nothing to do with him being cast in Ray, with his role in Ali?
I think he is. I think he's serviceable.
Oh God! Hey, let me ask you: Did Siskel and Ebert, did they ever come to fist fights?
Actually, yeah, they've come close. Oh, what are you, now? Oh, it's come to violence now. Well, you know, you mentioned some, but I'll retort. And again, these aren't necessarily the acting per se, but the roles. Booty Call, Stealth, Miami Vice, right. Held Up, Ordinary, Law Abiding Citizen.
Okay.
So you know.
What you bring those up to say what though?
To say I didn't find any of those films good, nor did I find him good in them.
Well, but I don't understand your point, because I could list the number of films that Denzel Washington's been in that I would say I didn't find good. I could list the number of films.
It's funny you bring up Denzel. Yeah. This is a Hill Street Views certified quote. I say Denzel may make a bad movie, but he is never bad in movies.
Well, I don't see how those films you named. I'm gonna say I do recall seeing scenes from part of Held Up. That's when he's in a convenience store.
Yeah,
I thought he was hilarious in that.
See, I didn't.
Well, okay. But I don't know how we got off onto Ray. Onto Jamie Foxx. But let's get back to Oprah. Okay. I'm asking you, are you saying that, is your point that she killed it there, but that's it?
That's
all she had?
Yes, that's it.
Did you see Beloved?
Yes, I saw Beloved. I absolutely hated Beloved.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure where to go with it. Because all I can tell you is that I think... Again, we can debate. I mean, it's a subjective debate whether or not she's a good actress or not. All I can tell you is that, as far as I'm concerned, after seeing her in Color Purple, she could retire and be one of the best actresses, African American actresses at least, in the game.
That may be well true. Yeah, because she would only have that on her resume.
However, what I've seen her in, again, Beloved. And I haven't seen The Butler, but I did see Selma. I would have liked to have seen much more of her in Selma.
I would agree with that.
For me, whenever Oprah Winfrey is announced in a film, to me, that is a huge thing, because I think she is a phenomenal actress. And again, I base that on... Now, Beloved, I didn't think it was a bad film at all. I thought it was bizarre. But I thought she was amazing in it. I thought matter of fact, I remember... This may sound a little weird, but I can't remember that movie came out in 1998. I can't remember who, the guys I was kind of circling around with at that time. But I remember her scenes with Danny Glover, mm-hmm. And I remember I was with my boys, and we were like, "Damn, she was actually kind of sexy in that movie."
You must have seen the director's cut or something.
There was something about her that I just thought was very attractive. And I don't know if it was – I don't remember the film that well. I do remember Thandie Newton being naked on the porch.
Yeah, yeah.
And being a little underwhelmed by that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
She is kind of fine. She's kind of fine, but I think she was pregnant or something. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get hate mail. Pregnant women are beautiful.
Spoiler. Okay. So now you mentioned, so she, her only theatrical films are Color Purple, Beloved, The Butler, and Selma.
Well, wait a minute. She has voice roles in B Movie.
Oh,
she has voice role in The Princess and the Frog.
Well, I meant her on screen as a screen presence. Okay. I can admittedly say I haven't seen The Princess and the Frog. Palmer's seen it more time, probably 1,000 times at least. I've never seen it. I've seen the B movie though.
All right, so where are you going?
I was just saying I haven't seen those two. But what I was saying, as far as her theatrical roles, the film for me that draws the most ire for me, you haven't seen The Butler. So, right. But my thing is, yeah, she was nominated. Looks like, for all he says, and I'm looking why. I honestly don't understand why she was nominated, and it has nothing to do with this, with my objection to her being, injected into Hollywood as she is. I didn't have an opinion of her one way or the other before I saw The Butler. And again, anytime I see a film, and I know you do the same thing. If someone gives an outstanding performance, or someone does something, or there's something in it that you see, you're gonna comment on it. You're gonna make a comment. I didn't comment at all on her acting. And again, it didn't have anything to do with me not liking her, or not necessarily her personally, but just her aura. It wasn't there for me. And I think I had written, and I should have read this before we did the show, but I do recall saying that I thought her role was underwritten. And it seemed like I would have liked to have seen more of their courtship, because in the film, when we're introduced to the Oprah character, they're already married, and they already have kids, I think. So we don't, and she, you know, she, of course, she's his wife, so she plays an important part in that realm, but we don't really get to see what the attraction to one another is. So I think there's probably some material maybe on the cutting room floor that I would like to have seen. But and then there's some things that the character does that I don't particularly understand motivationally, and this might be a slight spoiler, but you know, it just seems like some of the things that occurred, like there's you've seen the ad, and you know, everything you've got you owe to that butler, and you know, but there's a scene where she basically wants to leave him, wants to get a divorce or whatever, and I'm like, where's this coming from? It just seems like there's something missing, and that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with her performance per se.
Exactly.
But it does affect her overall effect on the film, because you're not understanding what it is that's motivating these emotions. Again, I don't see why she received.
But Sean, what does that have to just see?
Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
What does that have to do with her? You got to stick to her performance. All you've told me is that she was underwritten. You didn't understand her motivation because she was underwritten. You said that there were clips on the cutting room floor that might explain that. None of that analysis has anything to do with her acting.
Okay. Even saying all that, I still did not see an Oscar-worthy performance. Period.
And I haven't seen it. It may not be an Oscar-worthy performance, but that does not mean the performance was bad. There were five Oscar nominees for Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and the same on the actress side. This year, last year, the year before that, correct? They all gave good performances, right. But only one person won.
Right.
So, I guess I'm saying you're saying you didn't see it as an Oscar-worthy performance. Okay, did you see it as a good performance?
Not really. No, I saw. I'm gonna use the word again. Serviceable. She did what she's supposed to do. She went in. She performed. She was okay and effective as the character. She conveyed the emotions that she needed to convey. That was it. I didn't see anything above and beyond, you know, what any person can do in that role.
Well, I will say this: you said you liked her in The Color Purple.
Yes.
So either you're suggesting that her skills have gone downhill, or I'm not sure what you're suggesting. Either she's fallen off as an actress, or you are judging her based on external factors.
Well, yes, it is. Because my part of it is her acting, and again, not seeing anything Oscar-worthy. Then what really kind of bothered me was that the film became about her. It was, again, the Oprah's The Butler, although she had nothing to do with it, you know, whatsoever. That's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an analogy, and everything escapes me right now. It just was that it became about her. And I'm like, you know, poor Forrest Whitaker. Now, you talk about somebody being snubbed. This guy was snubbed. He gave a great performance, I thought. And if anything, the praise and the accolades and the apostrophe S, you know, should have gone to him. Should have been Forrest Whitaker's The Butler. Hell, Lee Daniels The Butler, which is, it was actually called. You know, why is it Oprah's Butler?
I would say to you again, those are judgment calls that have nothing to do with her as a performer. So I don't believe you're making your case with the reasoning that you're giving me. Now, if you want to dissect the scene and say why she wasn't convincing and what she was portraying, that's a conversation that we can have that determine if she's a good actress or not. But I'm not hearing it, man.
Okay, well.
let's look at Selma.
Okay.
She was in, I'm going to say she was in two scenes, maybe three scenes in that film.
I remember two. Yeah.
Let's look, I think she was. You saw her crossing the bridge as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be three.
Three. Okay. All right. You're right.
So, let's look at the first scene she was in, where she is sitting at City Hall,
right,
trying to register to vote. Tell me, give me one false note in her performance in that scene.
It's not about her making a false note. Again, she was serviceable. She did what she was supposed to do. Was it anything that made me go, wow, this is more than just this transcends acting. This is more than that. No. She did her job. She did what she was supposed to do. She did what she was paid to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing Oscar worthy.
That's all you. Well, I'm not saying it was Oscar worthy. I mean, I think it was in there too. She was in there not long enough to merit an Oscar nomination.
Well, there've been people that have won for, you know, or nominated for one scene, you know, 5 minutes. I think.
Okay, wait a minute. So now are you saying she should have been?
Not at all. You just said she wasn't in the movie long enough to be nominated. I just say that's not true.
Well, I thought that was your argument.
It wasn't my argument. I don't think she should have been nominated at all. She wasn't snubbed. That was the thing. You know, that was the whole, you know, Oscar so white campaign that happened that really got on my nerves as well, but that's a different topic.
That was not based on Oprah Winfrey. That was based on the director, was it not? In the film.
I think it was based on all the categories, actually. That's why I would say move on from that topic, because it doesn't really have it. Selma played a part in that. But not, you know, not enough to warrant the discussion.
Okay. Well, I'll put it out there. I've seen her in three major Hollywood features. I think she was phenomenal in all of them. And I think she... Now, I will say this about Oprah Winfrey. Backing up for a second. I will say this about Oprah Winfrey. I think... She has become a little bit full of herself.
Ah, now you're starting to come around.
No.
Go ahead.
I think she's gotten a little bit full of herself. She's putting out. I think she thinks she's a psychologist, a philosopher. I think she has is over-aggrandized. Is that a word?
Yeah.
View of herself. Okay. I do find her a little overbearing in terms of her place in, I'll say, pop culture.
Okay.
However, having said that, I would love to see her become a full outright actress, because she has, and this is no pun intended, but she has that weight. She has the weight. She has the gravitas. She has. She's a woman that can, she can cry on cue.
And so can a lot of other actresses. That doesn't mean anything.
But I'm not comparing her to a lot of other actresses, am I? Yes, there are. I'm saying a lot of other actresses are damn good, and she belongs in that same category. I think she is a phenomenal actress, and I take that all the way back just to The Color Purple. I think she killed that role. I think she killed Beloved. I'm going to see The Butler. I know I should have seen it by now, but I'm going to see that. And I imagine I'm going to be just as impressed with her in that film as I have been in the other films I've seen her in.
I would love to hear what you have to say after seeing that. I am hoping, and I see here that she, I didn't know this, she's an executive producer on the Richard Pryor biopic.
Right.
I'm just hoping that it doesn't become about Oprah and let Richard, you know, get his shine. You know,
what do you mean become about Oprah? You mean about her character?
No. Like The Butler became, the promotion of it, you know, became about her, in my opinion.
What do you mean by that? Explain.
Well, I said every article that I would read, every poster, not post, but just articles that I would read about The Butler always began with Oprah's The Butler made X amount of dollars this weekend. Oprah's The Butler's opening in more theaters. Oprah's The Butler is looking to get, you know, X amount of nominations. It was always Oprah's The Butler.
So you're saying just because they put her name at the beginning in a possessive form in front of that title, that's making it all about her?
Wouldn't you? You don't think that's making it all about her?
Unless the article is about how Oprah was in the film and what Oprah contributed to the film and how Oprah's performance wasn't how Oprah...
I just gave you examples. Like, Oprah's the butler opened this weekend and made, $5 million. Right?
Okay, here's what I'm saying, how they would make it about her. Oprah's the butler opened to $5 million thanks to Oprah's presence in the film, which was just glorious, blah, 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 blah. All they're doing is name-checking Oprah, which I would expect them to do.
Why? I mean,
because she's Oprah Winfrey.
So?
What do you mean, see, so?
Yes, so. So in Hollywood. She hasn't made a name for herself in Hollywood to warrant that. That's like the whole...
Well, she's made a name for herself in the entertainment industry.
But not films.
What, do you think the bean counters only think about film? First of all, if you want to go that route, you've got film actresses migrating to TV. The lines are blurred. Marvel has seen to that.
Yeah.
So what does it matter if she hasn't been in film? She has established herself in Hollywood. Hollywood consists now of TV. It's not just TV. TV lives over here. Films live. You know this. TV doesn't live over here.
No, I know.
And film doesn't live over here. The lines are blurring. Have blurred completely now. So that's a shallow argument to say she hasn't made her bones in film.
I don't think it's shallow. She hasn't, in my opinion.
But what does it matter? I'm saying she's made her bones in the entertainment industry.
Right, but
she's a billionaire.
Well, again, if she
I'm very naive.
No. If she had any creative input into the film as far as any writing, directing, even producing, I would say that would be okay. Her merely appearing in the movie for about 30, 45 minutes does not, to me, justify it being about her. It being Oprah's the butler. Oprah's, again, that is why. That is it.
So you can't think of any other film in the, let's see, film came into existence, I'm going to say around 1932.
Filmdom.
Yeah, film moving the talkies came into existence around the early 30s. So you're telling me in the 70 plus 50, 85 years of cinema, you can't think of one other instance where someone who was a star, whether in film, TV, radio, I don't give a damn, that could had the wherewithal to finance a film.
But she didn't finance it.
Oh, what?
She just appeared as an actress.
Okay, all right. Okay, yes. Someone who appeared in a film who had a tremendous profile became the center of the film.
I don't think she was the center of the film. I'm sure there is, and I'll probably...
No, listen. Sean, you're not hearing me.
I'm hearing you.
I didn't say she was the center of the film. I said, in terms of her appearance in the film and her character, no, she's not the center of the film. But as you said, she became the center of the film as the film was being marketed and promoted
and
talked about.
Right.
So what I'm saying is you can't think of any other instance where a star or an actor appeared in a film who had a high profile and became the center of the film.
Again, I'm sure there probably is, and I would have a problem with that as well.
Okay, I would say that I don't understand why we have a problem with that, because that's how the game works.
Well, let's take it back to a film we both know and love. What if Purple Rain became Morris Day's Purple Rain? Morris Day's Purple Rain made, it's not more. It's
well,
Prince.
So you brought that example up. Now, do you think Prince, who came up with Purple Rain, and Morrison came up with Ice Cream Castles?
Right.
How well did Ice Cream Castles sell versus Purple Rain?
I know the answer.
Right.
Ran laps around it.
Okay, so then I think it's a little silly to say, use that as a comparison, because that wouldn't have happened. That's a bad, okay, for example, for me, and we kind of got into this, and then you kind of deflected and started talking about, well, he's a better actor all around. That's subjective, so you got to put that aside.
Okay, all right.
Marlon Brando appeared in Superman, the Richard Donner Superman in 1978.
Right.
All of 10 minutes.
Yes, probably a little bit more, but yeah, okay.
I don't remember. How old was I? I was probably, that was in 78. I was a little over maybe 11. So I don't remember it that well. But I would imagine that Marlon Brando's image or brand was all over the campaign.
No, it wasn't. I sent you those posters that I had found, those vintage posters that really didn't feature him except for the one that did have him. And honestly, I had never seen that poster in my life, but that is actually kind of a cool poster that had him predominantly featured. All of the posters that I found either had the logo or had Christopher Reeve, and then had, you know, one had Margot Kidder, Hackman, Brando, and Ned Beatty in it, but none predominantly featured. And I'm sure if we could go back and research and pull some print articles, I don't think that the reporter read Marlon Brando's Superman made X amount of dollars at the box office this weekend.
Yeah, but how many stories were there? Now, this I do seem to recall, not firsthand, but through just researching that movie because I liked it so much. I know that there were a lot of stories written about Marlon Brando over Christopher Reeve, if nothing else, because of his salary for those 10 minutes on screen.
But it was about the salary. It wasn't about anything to do with the performance or the movie itself per se. It was talking about the insane amount of money that they paid Marlon Brando to appear in a movie where he didn't bother to read his lines. He didn't bother to take off his wristwatch. He basically got his money and ran.
Right, but I would say to you, ask yourself why they did that. Why were they willing to put up with that? And I would also say, if you've listened to, I think it was the Blu-ray release of Superman.
Probably because I have it.
Yep. If you listen to the Donner commentary, he makes it clear that hiring Marlon Brando was a great thing for them to do to make this film taken seriously.
Yeah, and I agree 100% with you. It gave it a sense of legitimacy. Same thing with Hackman.
Well, okay, so what I'm saying is there's a precedent. This is not the first time this has happened, so why are you acting brand new?
I'm not acting brand new. So you have Forrest Whitaker, who I believe has won an Oscar, right, for the last
King of Scotland.
Yes, he did win for that, right? I'm asking because I don't know. Okay, he did.
Yes,
right. I mean, you've got a bunch of actors who have won awards. Robin Williams is in it. He plays Truman, I think.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has won an Oscar. I don't have the cast right here in front of me. Maybe I should pull it up. But, I mean, you've got all of these people that have won awards, right, that have won Oscars.
None of them are Oprah Winfrey. None of them – all of them, you could go and pick out any number of films at your – well, I was going to say Blockbuster, but at your Redbox or on Netflix or on HBO. You can see them in any number of films. They are a lot more accessible. Oprah Winfrey does not appear in film, and I would suggest that people will still remember her from The Color Purple, and they're like, Oprah's in a film? I've got to see this film, because she very rarely appears in a film.
All right. I think the polar opposite of
that. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
I think the author's dead now. I'm pretty sure he's dead. J.D. Salinger.
Okay.
Right? Catcher in the Rye.
Right.
Cultural touchstone, right?
Okay.
Okay. Let's say, Stephen King, who is a prolific, acclaimed author, puts out a novel on the same day that J.D. Salinger, who's written one novel, I don't know that for a fact, but it's my understanding that he's written that one novel, decides to put out a second novel. Who do you think literati is going to go to?
Well, I would hope Salinger.
Okay,
but you're comparing two different things. You're comparing two people that are competing with each other. Now I can see if all right, I'll use your example. Let's say the two of them somehow combined to write something. J.D. Salinger writes a paragraph, or he writes the whole book, and Stephen King like writes one chapter in this book, like a, you know, a guest appearance or whatever. And then when the book comes out, it's Stephen King's.
But that wouldn't. That is not an apples to apples analogy.
Yes.
My analogy is based on J.D. Salinger being more Spartan in his releases, like Oprah in her appearances in film, which is why she's a much more, let's say, for want of a better term, mysterious draw. People want to see, wow, this is her next film she's doing. I don't get a chance to see her in movies that much. Her being in this film is far more of a draw, because I want to see what it is about this film that she decided, okay, I want to appear in this film. I'm sure she gets scripts every day, but she's appeared in 4 features. So you don't get to see her that often in the films. That's why she's more of a draw.
Well, but she didn't necessarily, she didn't really have time to do films while she was doing her show.
Why does that matter? What does it matter?
I'm just saying. That's why she didn't appear in movies.
But it has nothing to do with, it doesn't undercut or overcut what I'm saying.
I find it difficult to believe, and maybe that's a question we can ask on the site whenever the show gets posted. you're saying people are sitting around, they don't know anything about the butler, right? So they're sitting around, they maybe see something on a blurb about it,
right?
And they go, "Oh, Oprah's in it. Oh, well, let's go to Fandango right now and let's buy our tickets."
Who do you think people know more, Oprah or Lee Daniels?
Definitely Oprah.
Who do you think your soccer mom, black or white, knows more, Forrest Whitaker or Oprah?
They probably know Oprah.
So what is your question? I missed it.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that she is a box office draw because people know her from TV. That's what I'm saying. Most people haven't seen Beloved. Let's just be perfectly clear. Probably a vast majority of people have never seen that movie and have never heard of it. It wasn't well received critically. It wasn't well received at the box office. So the only folks that would really know about Oprah and acting would be The Color Purple, which came out, 85, 86, somewhere in that area. Mom, if you're listening, you know I love you. But that would put the target audience in that age bracket, my mom's age bracket, right? And those people, air quotes, don't rush out to go to the movie.
I know, but those people watched her on TV, and they probably raised kids while they were watching, and those kids probably saw Oprah, and they picked up the torch and watched Oprah on TV, and they said, "Oh, these are the new generation. Oh, she's in a film too. Oh, she acts. I didn't know that." And then grandma goes, "Yeah, baby, she was in The Color Purple. Go check that out." They go watch that. They're like, "Oh, she's dope. Let me go see her in Beloved. Let me go see her in The Butler." Well, still, not.
I just don't see it. I don't see her having that much of a.
You don't see my flawless logic. Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, it's flawed. it's definitely flawed. I don't know. I think her role in Hollywood is overrated by you. I won't even say people I don't know. I just think that you're overestimating what she can do and cannot do for a film. I just don't think that Oprah is driving people to the theater.
You saying I am overrating her, if that's the word, for what she can do. I'm going to go back again. I don't care if people try to. I'm going to go back to The Color Purple. There's a scene in that film. I haven't seen it in a while, but I do remember this scene. There's a scene in the film where Seeley confronts Mister.
Uh-huh.
And it's a scene where we see Oprah at a dinner table in Mister's house. We see Oprah, Sophia, I think for the first time since she got assaulted. She was assaulted by the police. Oh, right. She hits a white man for some reason. I can't remember why. And she gets assaulted by police. She goes to jail for I don't know how many years. A long stretch of time. She gets out. Her eyes all swollen up. She's sitting at the table. I think the dinner may have been celebrating her getting out of jail.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. And she's all beaten down. She's a shell of a person. And then for some reason, Seely and Mister get into it, and you see them, and then all of a sudden it gets silent. And you hear just you hear this laugh, and the camera trucks in to Oprah's face, and she starts to say what she does from going from being completely beaten down and seeing. And then turning it around, I forget what it is that turns it around. I think it's the argument between Celia and Mister. In that second, she becomes a beaten shell of a human being into the Sophia that everybody remembered and is happy to have back at that table again. She did it in a second, in a wink of an eye. I would challenge half of our actresses, black or white, to be able to do that. And there's no way you're going to tell me that she is not a good actress. In doing that scene, go watch that scene again. You come tell me she can't act.
I'll watch it. And let me refer. I did say, and I did admit early on that she did do her thing in.
Right, but everything else you've said is based. It's just based on the fact that why is she being promoted? Why is the film nothing to do about her acting? As far as I'm concerned, her acting hasn't changed. All you've given me is why she shouldn't be at the title.
She knocked it out of the park in that film, but. Really, since then, I mean, hell, let's kind of talk about and again, this is maybe more of film choices versus acting also, but Whoopi Goldberg, right? Oh. Nominated for that,
right? And excellent performance.
I agree wholeheartedly. But then, you know, what does she follow those with? And again, this is more, I think, choices. Jumpin' Jack Flash. Burglar, Fatal Beauty.
I agree with you, Sean.
The Telephone. I mean, it just.
I agree with you, but again, I haven't seen those films. I'm not going to see those films. I'm sure they're bad.
But
I can't speak to her. I mean, Denzel did Virtuosity. He did some movie with, was it Raising Kane with John Lithgow?
That's Ricochet.
Ricochet, he did.
Oh, man. I will not let you, I will not sit here and let you disparage Ricochet.
A horrible movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Horrible movie.
Great.
Again, this is how great that movie. There's a scene where John Lithgow's strategy to strike back at Denzel's character is to tie him to a bed, drug him, and have a white woman with herpes have sex. That's how great that movie is.
I love that. Are you kidding me?
Deja vu. Deja vu. He did that.
It's got that's got Paula Patton. Again, I will not let you sit here and disparage Paula Patton.
He's done his share of turkeys.
Yes, but is he bad in those movies?
No. I'm not saying he's bad, but I'm saying you can't prove to me Whoopi Goldberg was bad. I loathed Sister Act and Sister Act 2. I don't think she did a bad job in them.
But I think too people stopped, you know, flocking to her films because, you know, although, you know, she did her thing in Color Purple, film after film after film, she wasn't living up to her expectations. I've seen Jumpin' Jack Flash. I've seen Burglar. I've seen Fatal Beauty.
And then and then you had her in Ghost.
I was getting to that.
That was a good script.
Yes. Choices. Sometimes it has a lot to do with choices, but she wasn't okay. Ghost. Let's use Ghost for example. Ghost, that to the best of my knowledge, wasn't marketed as Whoopi Goldberg's Ghost made, you know, again X amount of dollars a weekend, whatever.
Okay, now you're talking crazy.
How am I talking crazy?
You got two white leads that are beloved: Patrick Swayze and what's her name?
Demi Moore.
White woman's name?
Demi Moore.
You think they're gonna put Whoopi Goldberg? Come on, man.
Well, who was getting all the buzz? Whoopi, right? She won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. Why wouldn't you?
That's after the fact.
But why did she even get nominated? Because people, the buzz.
Hold on.
And you and I both know who's in the Academy. We know that, right? We know who's in there.
I know who's in the Academy. I also know that the suits who don't know what they have on their hands are going to do what they think is the safest thing going. Now, after the fact, they'll say, oh, man, wow. If I had to do that all over again, I'd say Whoopi Goldberg's ghost. If I'm the producers of Nonstop and I don't know what 12 Years a Slave is going to do, I'd say, whoa, get the screenwriters back in here. We need to beef up Nyong'o's role.
Yeah, well,
you're talking about something after the fact. Come on.
I agree with you 100% on that. No, well, but again, sometimes they know what they've got when things are going to, you know, that word, you know, it's special, you know, she's still in scenes, or, you know, they're, and I don't know if this happened, you know, they're writing more to give her more scenes to do because, you know, she's, I don't know if this happened or not, but I was using that as an example. I just think, I guess, and we're getting close, we'll probably wrap this up in a bit here, but, you know, I just think that there's food at the table for a lot of other actresses out there in Hollywood that to me, I know you disagree, but to me are way more deserving than her. And I think that she's used and is using her name and her power to get roles that she may or may not necessarily be maybe right for, or maybe, and as you say, that, and again, I disagree with this, but I can perfectly see this as a point. Angela Bassett comes in and auditions for the Selma role, or it was the Richard Pryor role, Richard Pryor's grandmother, or Oprah comes in and auditions. Let's say Angela gives a better performance, Oprah's more quote unquote marketable. They're probably going to pick Oprah, which, right. I disagree with that.
Well, that means you hate literature or novels that get promoted. You hate music that gets promoted. You hate a lot of things that get promoted to the public. Then just be consistent. All right. You're telling me that you hate the fact that the woman who has more power and more money and influence is the one who gets the role. Then you were born last night. Okay.
Yes, but that just because it's so doesn't make it right.
That's true. There are a lot of things. The fact that I'm fat, short, does not make it right. Okay?
But both of us, you know, all of this comes out of a love for cinema, you know, and I think our hearts are in the right place. We just vastly disagree on this particular issue. I mean, you know, and as always, I'll walk into every movie I see, be it Tyler Perry or an Oprah movie. I walk in open mind, and you know, let the canvas fall as it may. I don't know if you saw, kind of segue a little bit, but did you see he was cast, Tyler Perry cast in the new Ninja Turtles? I don't know as what role.
I saw that. Means really nothing. I don't care either way. I mean, I saw the last Ninja Turtles and I surprisingly enjoyed it, but I don't have no opinion whatsoever. I mean, I put it this way: as long as he's not directing it, I don't care. I mean, because ever since Gone Girl, which I hated as a film, but I liked him in it. I thought he surprised me, so I'm like, go ahead.
Well, I think David Fincher may have had a little bit to do with that, and maybe Spielberg had a little bit to do with Oprah and Whoopi.
What you mean? What? How so?
I'm just saying directing, just making a joke.
Okay, I didn't get it.
Well, I just like Tyler Perry was able to get a good performance because he had a good director. So, I love David Fincher as a director.
Oh.
So I'm saying that.
Oh, and you're going back to The Color Purple again.
Spielberg was able to pull good performances out of Oprah and Whoopi because he's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, a Jewish man was able to pull a good performance out of a black woman who is portraying post-antebellum Southern character. Yes. Okay.
It happens all the time.
Okay. I didn't mean that was sort of a joke, so please,
yeah, send your hate mail
please, the B'nai B'rith contingent, please do not
send your hate mail to Q-Storm. All right, so we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Just a quick, just final thought, summation, or
I think it's amazing that I love the fact that Oprah is getting her name out there as an actress. I think it's a fantastic transition, because I'm assuming, you know, she's getting up in age. You don't see her. And let me say that I think her network, from what I know of the network, I think is going down the tubes. Okay, some of the programming I'm
getting, well, it's all Tyler Perry.
some of the programming I'm getting wind of on that network, I think she needs to let that go, and hopefully she's going to do that, and she's going to focus on acting, because I think she's a phenomenal actress.
If she wants to focus on acting and be an actress and again, for me, earn her quote unquote bones, I don't have a problem with that. But the thing I have a problem with is films becoming about her when she has minor roles in them. That's what I got a problem with.
Was she minor roles, you say?
I said minor roles, yes. Oh.
Well, I would say that she's earned her. She's, what's the term they use? She has more than put in her dues.
Put in the work.
She's more than put in her dues, put in the work. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she's a pioneer. She was a dark-skinned black woman.
I agree, yes.
In the 70s, as a reporter at, I don't know where she's from, I can't remember.
Chicago.
Well, I don't think she started in Chicago, though.
I think so. Okay.
And she is where she is now. She's put in the work. She can do whatever she wants to. Even though I find her overbearing, she can do whatever she wants to.
All right. Well, I guess that'll be the last word. Wait, I give Q-Storm the... Wow. Give him the last word.
Well, as you should. Oh, by the way, I'm going to hear it from Michael Dean. I'm going to hear it because he did post our last show.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yes, right. I'm going to hear it.
All right, well, that's our opinion, so give us yours, although I don't actually think, if you know us from listening to the show, you're not going to be able to change our opinions. We're pretty headstrong in them, but we'd still love to hear from you. What do you think, Oprah Winfrey, overrated, underrated in Hollywood? Let us know. We'd love to hear your opinion and debate this topic some more. Before we get out of here, let's give a quick shout-out to our compadres who are... unlike us, they're enjoying their Saturday out in the world, probably. We're sitting here behind the mics, but Aunt Pooh, who is on vacation, shout out to him. Michael Dean, who is otherwise indisposed. Big Sexy, we have no idea where Big Sexy is, but shout out to Big Sexy. And Q-Storm, where can they find you on the interweb?
You can go to qstorm.com /lightningstrikes. I mean, man, I was wanting to put up reviews of the Fantastic Four trailer, the Daredevil series, the Star Wars trailer, this and that. Just haven't had the time.
But you're a working man and a father. Trust me, I understand. And I'm sure the people understand as well.
Yeah, that don't lead to no hits, no clicks, though.
You can find me at hillstreetviews.com, where I've actually been working overtime trying to provide more content. I'm putting up trailers, I'm putting up clips of movies, I'm trying to get that all out there for you guys to make decisions when going to see movies. But the blog is hillstreetviews.com. Twitter, I am at hillstreetviews. Facebook, Sean Hill and Real Movie Talk. And again, collectively, we are the Movie HQ, Hill Street Views, and Q-Storm. We'll be back with another episode soon. So we appreciate you tuning in. And as Mr. Michael Dean always says, remember, whatever you do, work it like a job. Take care. Peace.